This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. The first ever Jordan Mailata show coming up tonight at 6 with Elliot, Jordan, and myself. It'll be on YouTube as the Phils will be on WIP. And then next week, Players Lounge. Next week, we're starting Players Lounge. Mm-hmm. So then you'll have all that on Monday nights here at Chickies and Pete's. What a place to be. What a place to be. So we will get you. We're waiting on two big pieces of news that we will get you as soon as we have it. First is the Jalen Carter discipline that will come down from the NFL, whether it is a fine or suspension. I imagine, I'm trying to think whether I think they want to put it out before Nick Sirianni talks at 3:15 or after. Like, I wonder if they just want to get it over with so he talks about it before. So we will have that for you as well at 3:15.
Pretty sure he would rather not talk
Well, he's going to have to talk about it tomorrow if he doesn't talk about it today. Yeah. I thought there was a very slim chance of him getting suspended, almost none. Yeah. But then the more I hear them talking about how much the NFL is
sportsmanship and
at the beginning of the year, and in the first game of the year, and in a primetime game, and when it was banner night, like if they want to make a
That's what I think.
If you want to make an example, you can't fine him.
Yeah.
Nobody cares if you fine. Maybe he cares, but people don't think, oh, you fine him $100,000.
Well, you're not going to fine him. And, it won't be substantial enough that it actually they're not going to fine him $100,000.
No, and even if they did, I don't think anybody would care. Right. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter to any of us. He's got millions of dollars. I think that's the way people think.
And the NFL's out to get the Eagles. So Roger Goodell has a long vendetta against the Eagles.
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying, maybe a hint of truth to that somewhere, right?
Why?
If you think back, well, I don't know why, but I'm saying you think back on some of the, think about the Big Dom situation. Like, they came down on Big Dom pretty hard with that situation. I think they fined Big Dom $100,000 or something like that.
They'd probably fine the team.
Or the team,
Yeah.
And Troy is doing the discipline.
Yeah.
Troy and Runyon.
Well, shoot a text message. You know those guys.
I'm out of that, man. Well, you know what? They don't answer the phone when you start texting around this time of
about
year.
This stuff.
Yes, about this type of stuff. So I wonder how they sort of handle this. I do believe the whole fact, say this had happened yesterday. I don't know if it's as big of a story as it was after it happened on – it was the first game of the season.
Yeah, everybody saw it.
28 million people watching the game.
Yep.
Now, it did happen Thursday, so it's died down a little bit. I don't know. I don't have a good feel as to what they're going to do.
So we're waiting on that news. We're also waiting on the
– I do know the Eagles aren't going to suspend Jalen Carter.
No. They might sit him for a series or something, but suspend him, I don't think they would do that. And then the other piece of news we're waiting on is Trey Turner injury news. Tweaked his hamstring yesterday. Yeah. It was a different leg than last year. Now, last year it was his right hamstring. He was out for 6 weeks. The hope is that – it's more of a, you know, Marsh had a hamstring earlier this
yes.
year, and it was only about 2 weeks.
So he missed 12 days. Yep. Harper had it last year. He missed 10 days.
Okay. All right. So yeah.
Now, Otto Kemp has a locker.
Otto. Yeah, you said Otto again.
I think I said Otto.
Okay.
Anyway, but Otto Kemp has a locker.
Did it again.
So that would suggest that Trey is going on the IL.
Well, there's no way he's not going on the IL.
I agree.
Because there's no way he's coming back within the next 10 days.
They're not going to rush him.
Yeah,
back,
yeah. So
yeah, drink fluids, Trey.
Drink fluids and hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at MarksHarfinJewelers.com. Who's better, Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts? 61.4% say Josh Allen. 215.
Is that going up?
It went up a little bit.
Is that going up?
Jay in Roxborough, you're on WIP. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Jay? Yeah.
What up, Jay?
Yeah. Well, I want to jump on that Jalen Hurts, Josh thing.
Yeah.
So here's his perspective I got on it. Let's say that Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen are free agents right now. They're both just sitting there right now. Would Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman say, I'd rather have Josh Allen right now as opposed to re-signing Jalen Hurts?
Every day of the week and twice on Sunday. And I don't think that's an insult to Jalen. But in my opinion, I think there are maybe – I'm trying to think of the organizations that would say no. Kansas City would say no. Cincinnati might say no.
Yeah, Cincinnati would say no.
Outside of that
– Baltimore.
Baltimore probably would say no. Yeah. Yep.
Chargers?
No.
No, the Chargers would not. So, and I don't think that's an insult. We're talking about a guy who is 29 years old, who won the MVP last year. You know, like, and who?
Do you think the Eagles would take Jalen over Josh Allen?
There's no way.
Oh, okay.
Howie Roseman's job is on the line. Championships are on the line. Okay, so Josh Allen has not shown the ability. He's no better than Joe Burrow. Supposed to be this great guy. What, he got 17 points yesterday? Josh Allen had to wait for the Ravens to shut down at the end of the game. The Ravens start acting stupid at the end of the game because they figure we got 40 points on this board, and that they look on the other side of the field. Those guys are dejected. They just want to go home.
Jay,
the fans already
what left. Decision and are you saying the Eagles Josh would Allen, make? I think we misunderstood you. Hang on one sec, Jay. What decision do you think the Eagles would make?
He's saying they would.
No, they would keep Jalen.
No, they wouldn't. Well, Josh Allen's not an unknown.
He's not an unknown. He's played
in
several.
In terms of what the Eagles are about, the Eagles are now about. They're not about flash and dash and ooh ah.
Josh Allen wins all the time too. What are you talking about?
No, listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying, man. Right now, the Eagles are in a different mindset than the Buffalo Bills. The Eagles only know Super Bowls. They're in that same category.
Really?
With
did
Patrick
they only
Mahomes.
Know Super Bowls when they lost to the Bucks 2 years ago, 31-9 in the playoffs? Like they're both trying to do the same thing.
The year before that, the best player on the field was the guy who went home without a Super Bowl trophy.
Okay, so let me ask you this: so it's possible for you not to win the Super Bowl and still play great, right?
Say that again?
That you just said it's possible to not win the Super Bowl and still play great. So you say the Eagles did not beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, but Jalen still played great, right?
Right.
Okay, so why is it not possible that Josh Allen didn't win the Super Bowl and he has still played great? Losing,
because
by the way, to the same guy.
No, but they
play the same guy. Like, and the difference is, the difference is that Buffalo, like, they didn't play in Kansas City last year. That was in Buffalo last year, right?
That was in Kansas City.
That was in Kansas City last year. Yeah.
So it like Buffalo 2 or 3 years ago.
Here's my issue, Jay, is that you sort of mix and match.
You sort of mix and match
when it's important to play well or when it's important to just win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we can all reasonably say that Jalen played great in the Super Bowl in 2023. In that Super Bowl, he played great, and they still lost, which just shows that like it means something to win games, but you can play great and the team doesn't win, and it doesn't make your fault that they didn't win.
Okay, but let's go back to the original question: who's better, Jalen?
Yeah.
Or Josh.
Yes.
So when I look at this, because
yep.
you got everybody in the world got a criteria about what they mean by
yes.
better.
Sure.
When I look at Jalen Hurts, my mature football NFL understanding what's most important in this league mm-hmm. mindset yeah. is when I'm looking at leadership. I watched this kid have a bunch of different coordinators every year in his career.
Yep.
And he still finds a way to have double-digit wins. That year that you talked about when we lost to Tampa Bay, that was horrible. But guess what? Who was the best team through like 12 weeks?
Jay, hold on. You understand, like last year when Josh Allen won MVP, it was the first year they had ever had that offensive coordinator. The first year.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And see what I'm saying? Like it's when I ask
we,
you, what is Jalen better at than Josh?
We went to the Super Bowl and won it.
What's that?
So when you say,
you're not doing it even. You like Jalen better. It's cool. It's just like, I'm not a crazy person for thinking that Josh Allen's better.
I think when you say better, let me understand better. You can cut me off after this.
Okay.
Is Michael Vick and Cam Newton better than Jalen Hurts?
Well, Michael Vick had Michael Vick had when Michael Vick was here in his best year, I think that was better than Jalen Hurts.
So you when you say better, you just mean okay, look at what he does.
Jay, Michael
does.
Vick was runner up for MVP the year he was here.
That's my
do you understand
I'm not
that?
Mike, but I'm just trying to understand your.
Did you watch him that year? Did you watch him that year?
I thought. All right, tell me what you think is better. Tell me where. Just give me actual things that Josh Allen is better than Jalen Hurts.
Throwing and running.
How much time you got?
Yeah, I think he's better at literally. Okay. Thank you for the call, Jay. I think he's better at literally everything. But that's okay. Again. I think he's better than probably almost every quarterback in the NFL, including quarterbacks I like, other quarterbacks that are good. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is better than Josh Allen right now.
Yeah.
And he's Patrick
That's
Mahomes,
fair.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, so before we get to the Nick Sirianni press conference, Jay Glazer spoke this weekend about what the Eagles offered for Micah Parsons. Here's what he said.
They were shocked. They could not get any traction anywhere from an AFC team. The team actually threw in the biggest offer was the Philadelphia Eagles for 2 1s, a 3 of 5, amongst other things. Obviously, didn't want to trade him in the division. But the Green Bay Packers, they chimed in early. They kept with it. And Kenny Clark is what made the difference for Dallas.
Kenny Clark.
So the Eagles offered two firsts. What was it? A two firsts, a third, a fifth, and
yeah.
other stuff, he said.
Yeah.
I believe Jay Glazer.
Yeah.
I just want to get that out there. I don't think Jay Glazer's full of it.
No.
There are some reporters out there, you don't believe everything. I think Jay Glazer's pretty plugged in.
Yeah.
I think the question is, like...
The money.
Well, what's the other stuff?
Well, what's the other stuff? And
well, players that aren't named, Jalen Carter, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell.
But they have to, moving forward, think that they can't pay all those guys, right, if they're paying Micah.
I'm just saying I don't think they would have offered one of those players in the deal.
What about maybe Nolan?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, he probably has more trade value than Jalex.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Even though
Nolan Smith, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Former first-round pick.
Yeah.
Would you trade Jalen Carter straight up for Micah Parsons?
No. Ooh. Ooh, I said that fast.
Well, see, and that was my thought.
I said that fast. Yeah. I had to think about that, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a...
He's pretty young.
Ooh, God.
I don't know. The league values edge more than tackle. It seems like the Eagles value tackle more than edge based on who they've acquired and paid over the years.
And I've always looked at this different. I value the impact of the player. In other words, yeah, there are some ends I would value more than a tackle. How many ends would I value more than Aaron Donald?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so there's some guys that supersede that. Yeah, that'd be a tough one. That's because I want to bring Michael Parsons to play with Jalen Carter.
Of course. Yeah. But there's no fun. Of course, we would all like that.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
I just wonder what was going through the Eagles' mind, whether it was desperation because they think they need something.
I believe that's what it is.
Yeah.
And if you're a team of the Eagles' caliber coming off the Super Bowl with a win. Offering that up, it says a couple of things. It tells you what they think of Micah Parsons.
Yep.
But it also tells you what they think of what they have.
Right. Because if they were confident in Jalex and Nolan Smith, they would
There's no way you would even entertain this.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so it's telling you that as well. And I do believe that report from Jay Glazer. I don't understand why anybody wouldn't believe it. The two first-round picks are probably – going to be 28 to 32.
Sure.
So he's looking at two high second round picks, a high third round pick, which is close to being a fourth rounder, and a high fifth round pick, which is probably close to being a sixth rounder.
Right.
So you essentially two second rounders, a fourth rounder, and a sixth rounder.
And maybe a player that you probably wouldn't need anyway because
you got Michael Parsons.
Yeah,
I would throw Nolan Smith. I would say Nolan Smith.
215.
And Jalex Hunt if they wanted him too.
Would you have traded Quinyon or Jalen Carter first? It was just like a straight up deal.
See, for me, I understand the question, and it makes it more difficult to answer. Yeah. But it doesn't make sense for the Eagles to do that because you're weakening another area of your team to add him.
Yeah.
So I would avoid doing that.
215-592-9494. Coming up,
Michael Parsons was almost here.
Almost. What a day that would have been. What a Howie season day.
Jerry was like, hell no, I ain't that old.
Yep. Call again in 2 years.
Jerry was like, I ain't that damn old.
Coming up next, Nick Sirianni speaks. Your calls as well, 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. The Jordan Mailata Show coming up at 6 on site here at Chickies in South Philly. The official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.